You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview with Alex Stone and Andy Holding, with you to look ahead to the best of the action that Ireland has to offer on a Friday evening. Card at Down Royal and Wexford, and we're going to take the best of both worlds. Neither card is especially strong, so we thought, why not just take the best of both cards, put them together, and we have ourselves a little podcast. Sounds alright, doesn't it, Andy?
It does, yeah. Must admit, I'll be struggling for selections on every single race this evening in Ireland. So, yeah, we've cherry-picked the best. Well, hopefully we've picked the best and amalgamated it into a six-race card.
Yeah, and that way we get the best bets rather than a token selection, if you
exactly,
like.
Exactly, yeah, which is what everyone wants to know, really.
Exactly. We'll start at Down Royal. Some of the races that we're covering are actually later on in the card, but it is the flat season, so we'll start there. And we'll start with the 7.15. That's the first race that we're going to look at, and it's a handicap over 7 furlongs. A competitive little race as well, Andy. A few of these arrive here in good form, or at least off the back of a good run. Where should we start in this one?
Yeah, I want to concentrate on a couple of horses that ran in this race last year. We've got the 4th and the 6th, most notably Norville and Cheers Buddy. They were behind Fix It, and they ran respectably enough in that race 12 months ago. They get a chance to go a little bit further up the field tonight, and I thought both come here off the back of fairly convincing performances so far this season. Cheers Buddy's been a little bit hit and miss, but that's him. He often can just chuck a bad run in for no explicable reason. Soft ground was probably not what he wanted last time out at Hamilton. In fact, on his two visits to Hamilton, he's run quite badly, so we can scrap that off his card. But either side of that, he's come here via two victories, and he seems to get on really well at Down Royal. He came from a long, long way back the other day on the 20th of June to win quite comfortably in the end, 3.25 lengths as well, so that was a good performance. And he also won in Bellistan as well, under similar tactics, where he came off the strong pace to beat the inform 3 bells. So you can see this horse is definitely worth a consideration here. But given that he does run this track really well, and he ran well in this race last year, and he's actually off a lower mark, £3, the tune of, I thought he was worth an interest. And the other Lee Smith horse here, of course, he's doubly represented. He's obviously wants to try and win this race for some reason or another. With the 8-year-old Norville, he was 30 the day from a terrible draw at Dundalk behind Belmont Blast. I sort of upgraded that performance, and he ran well, went 4th in this race last year. Again, off a higher mark, he ran off 17, he's now 64. But he's also got some good form beyond that 3rd at Dundalk as well. So the two Lee Smith train horses, both obviously with good track form, could be worth a small interest there, 2 against the field.
OK, next up is the 7.45. It's a filly's handicap over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. And there could be some nice enough types in here, Andy. As we said, it isn't the strongest card in the world, but this is one of the better races in terms of there may just be one or two more quality horses lurking. They go without Ho-Ho. We're recording this at 20 to 11 on Friday morning. And Buzz Off Barroso has been fairly well back this morning, heads the market from Colour Rhapsody, Private Paradise next in, then Oceana Queen. We'll start with Buzz Off Barroso. Knocking on the door of late, can she come in today?
Well, I want to give her another go. I tipped her last time at Roscommon, and I must admit it was an agonising defeat. I thought she was going to win all the way down the line that day, but the winner, Azuri, is a very, very tough nut. I think he's actually been sold, Azuri. Gerlines often does that with one or two of his own horses. And I think that horse will probably be running in handicaps and maybe going over hurdles. But I didn't think it was a bad performance by the filly up against a very tough nut. Back in third was the last Marju, who ran really well down in Ballinrobe the other day. I think that form's fairly solid. At the time, the race was pretty good. And she was unlucky also at the time before at Ballinrobe when encountering all sorts of trouble in running. She came from a hell of a way off the pace to finish a never near a second. She's obviously a very strong stayer, this is a fairly stiff track, certainly galloping track. A mile, a quarter and a half a furlong should be absolutely bang on for her. And in this smaller field, I don't think she's going to get that far behind either tonight. That's been her Achilles heel so far today. So it wouldn't surprise me if she got off the mark tonight. This looks a winnable affair. And with the yard in good form, Buzzard Barossa makes plenty of appeal in that 7.45.
The final race that we'll look at from Down Royal is the 8.15, a handicap once again over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. And again, there may be one or two classy types in here, Andy. We'll start with Monolite for Mickey Halford. Shane Foley takes the ride on this one, and he hasn't done a great deal wrong to date. Got his head in front for the first time last time. Can he add to that here?
I hope so, yeah. I'm going to make him end up in the night. William Hill, funny enough, I've got the standout price on the Village this morning. They go 9-4, which I do think is a rather generous shout. For this improving son of Ifraj. He was involved in that very hot race at the Curra over Derby weekend when he was third behind Morning Mix. Now, regular podcasters will know that I do hold Jim Bulger's charge in some regard, and I see that he's got an entry in the St. Ledger, and that certainly doesn't look like it's flying in the wind either for the Bulger camp. He was standing quite strongly that day, and I tipped him at Roscommon on his last start, and he did amazingly well to win. He had the first time cheek pieces on, but it went horribly wrong for him at the first bend where a horse ran off the corner and Monolite was just in his slipstream in behind and he got carried out extremely wide. It doesn't actually probably do it justice, the comments in the Racing Post. It doesn't tell you how much ground he lost. I reckon he lost about 5 or 6 lengths. The second horse, Van Sticker, was well back that day, got a lovely run around the inside and he got a massive, massive track advantage. So it was therefore a great performance by Monolite, not only to catch him but to wear him down and to outstay him in the end. I just like this horse. I think he's mentally right. I think he's really tough. The Halford horses often go through the season on an upward curve, and this track should play into his strengths. Obviously, Sheba's got to come into the consideration. That horse came from a good way off the pace of the day down in Navan. It was almost like a last to first run, but he just got denied by one of Gerline's, called Val de Sol. Alcock and Brown's an interesting runner. He was a good winner the other day in a small field at Fairy House, but he was a bit disappointing last time out of Killarney. If there's any rain around, that might obviously count against him. But everything looks set fair for Monolite. The ground was on the easy side of the night, Roscommon. He was really good. He's got the cheek pieces on. He would have been unlucky if he hadn't won. And he gets the race off the same mark as well. The handicapper hasn't intervened. So I'm going to stick with him and make him the nap tonight.
OK, Monolite the nap then at Down Royal. That's the 8.15. And we'll move to Wexford now for the best three races from their card. We are going to go back in time a little bit because the first race that we're going to look at is the 5.30. It's the first race on the card. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Not a whole lot of form to go off here, Andy, or at least not a whole lot of quality form. But the two that that have shown the most are at the head of the market, Silver Pockets and Hard Fought. Do you think it's between those two?
I do, yeah. Obviously, Silver Pockets ran quite well down in Leopardstown the day in a maiden. So even though he hasn't run for over a year over hurdles, I think she's a consideration. But I'm going to go with the frustrating Hard Fought and we'll give her one more chance. She's run 17 times. She's yet to get ahead in front. But she comes off the back of a career high run last time down in Cork. Now, she was the one that was responsible for generating such a strong pace. The race in the end was won by Theo as well. But Theo as well clocked a very, very fast, not only overall time, but good circuit time as well. He was only just slightly behind the likes of Alinchi, Enwar and Bayan. And I do think Mickey Winters' charge is going to be a serious consideration when he runs predictably at Galway next week. So I'm looking for this form line to get boosted. And 40 Cliffside Park, who was second in that race, was a non-runner down in Ballinrobe. We would have had a clear opportunity to see how good that form was. But we get another chance here with Hodford. This is a really weak race. She should go off in front and put it up to them from the head of affairs.
OK. Hard Fought given another chance then in the 5.30. The 6.35 is the penultimate race on the podcast, and it is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles. Again, not a whole lot of quality form to go off, but there are a few consistent types in here, and they are towards the head of the betting. Slyguftu is the market leader at the time of recording. Com's Dream is also a consistent performer who is... Well, actually, a little bit on the drift this morning, Andy, but nevertheless, pretty solid in the market. Where should we start with this one?
I'll start with Slyguftu, if you don't mind. I think this horse certainly deserves to win a race and has been suggesting he's going to do so in recent times. He's been third on his last two starts. He's also got a good performance around this tight left-handed track as well. Don't forget, Wexford is left-handed now and not right-handed, so he's got that experience under his belt. And I thought he was going to win that day, funny enough. He went to the front, round in the home turn, only to get worn down by Moon Under the Water, Miss Faithful. But that was a good return, and He ran right up to his best form the other day down in Tipperary, went third behind Our Socks. So it's a clear indication that this horse is ready to strike. He's got Jack Kennedy on as well, who's already ridden the horse before. And he's got a good chance of turning the form around with Colm's Dream, who beat him down in Clonmel. Colm's Dream's obviously been a very consistent horse as well recently, but I'm just a bit concerned that that horse might not get the trip the first time he's going to be trying 3 miles for a while. And on the occasions when he has tried, he just hasn't quite seen it out. Clear indication of that came when he was run out of it by Medina Gold at Down Royal 3 starts back. So with a stamina, slight doubts about Colm's Dream, there isn't any about Sligov 2, nor his ability to handle the track, he gets a vote in that 6.35.
Okay then, the final race that we'll look at on the podcast is Wexford's 8.05. Arguably the feature race on the card as well. It's a handicap chase over 3 miles, 1.5 furlongs. And it isn't a bad contest at all, Andy. Adepeek has been well backed this morning. Now heads affairs at 2-1 at the time of recording. But plenty of others arrive here in good nick. The likes of I'll Take It From Here arrives off the back of a win. El Grande remains unexposed. You've got some respected connections with Easter Hunt and Allied Victory. Plenty that you could give chances to here, but where should we start, Andy?
Yeah, I'd like to start with the favourite here. I still can't believe this horse didn't win the other day down at Killarney. I tipped it on the podcast in the morning. I think it was about a 9-2 shot. Went off 11-4. And to be honest, it was a race of two halves, really. In the first circuit, he jumped absolutely terribly. James Kane rode him on that occasion. Just could not get a tune out of it. Minoli was stuck in behind a wall of horses. He couldn't see his fences. He was making mistake after mistake, and he was losing ground. I thought, God, this is in trouble. And then he went down the backside. He came out the back straight, went wide. And as soon as James Kane gave him a bit of light, he absolutely took off. And by the time they swung into the home straight, he drew up alongside the front runner, painted laid in the home straight, pinged the third last, went to the front, went about 5 lengths clear. I thought, oh, this is actually going to win. It was a miraculous performance. And then, unfortunately, come to the last, jockey and horse had a complete mistiming of their thoughts. And James Kane rather let the horse try and pop. The horse put in a short one, ballooned it, and ended up coming away from the last with no momentum whatsoever. And Valor's Minion, who was well beat at the time, pinged the last, got a head of steam up, and just about had enough on the running to see the selection off. So it was an absolute galling performance from start to finish. He should have won it, and he gets a chance here to make compensation here tonight. Hopefully James Kane will get a better tune out of him in the jumping department. He clearly is a horse in great form at the moment. And at 2-1, he's not a great price, but hopefully he might get the money back for those of us that had our fingers burned.
Okay. Fair enough. Lovely selections all over the place. 3 at Down Royal, 3 at Wexford. Hopefully we can have a winner or two, Andy, and we'll catch up with you on Sunday.
I will do. Look forward to it. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.